goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Dawn Dowd, D-O-W-D, date of birth May 4th of 1955. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Dowd with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 11th of this year. Since that visit, her cardiologist decreased her aldactone from 25 milligram daily to 12.5 milligram daily since she had a syncopal episode. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and this is stable. She does elevate her legs when she is home, and she follows a salt and fluid restriction. She's been started on a new medication, Latuda, L-A-T-U-D-A, 20 milligram, and she takes that at bedtime. It helps her sleep, and it helps control her mood swings, she reports. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has lost 6 pounds since her last visit also. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No cloudiness or blood in the urine. No incontinence. No new rashes. No claudication. Medications. Medication list was reviewed and was previously discussed. Physical examination. Weight is 330 pounds. Blood pressure. Right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 90. Pulse is 83, and oxygen saturation 95% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. She has 1+ edema in ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 3rd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 55. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 3.9. Calcium is 9.3. Phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin is 14.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension currently at goal, and congestive heart failure stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, including fluid restriction and salt restriction. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.